This sermon comes to you on our Rally Sunday, the Sunday after Labor Day weekend when we come back together as church and celebrate all that God is doing in our midst and welcoming people back who've been at the lake for the summer or you name it. We are here to celebrate Rally Sunday. And it's also not lost on me that this Rally Sunday is an interesting juxtaposition because it's also September 11th. And we know, of course, what that means for our nation's history and what September 11th means to all of us. So September 11th, I was recently, last month, I went to New York on a trip with my daughter and I visited the 9/11 Memorial for the first time. I had never, haven't been to New York since the 90s. I was struck, first and foremost, by the bravery of the first responders. 10,000 first responders, those who came to search and seek out and to save those who were lost or trapped in the rubble and in the debris. And in the one hallway, it was really interesting to me as an animal lover, they had a hallway dedicated to the search and rescue dogs, if you can believe it. And so I found out about the dogs of 9/11. So Apollo was the first dog on the scene. 15 minutes after the attack, Apollo was there with his handler, and they searched and searched. Apollo nearly died from fire and debris, but was saved, rescued, and was ready to go back to work with just brushing the debris off of him. So Apollo was one of the heroic dogs of 9/11. Or Cody and Guinness. They were two Labrador retrievers who came from out of state on a search and rescue mission. And they worked for 11 days, 12 hours a day, searching for those who were lost. First for survivors, and then it became a recovery mission. And all of these first responders, human and canine alike, they remind us what we all know deep in our bones already, that every single human life is important and matters and is worthy of searching for when they are lost. The tragedy of 9/11 reminds us that no matter our skin color, our background, our race, our gender, you name it, every human being is valuable. And on 9/11, those human responders and those canine responders searched for every single one of them. In our scripture today, it tells us that God searches for every one of us in that same exact way. So the setting for our scripture for today, Jesus is ministering during his time on earth, and the religious leaders, these two groups, the Pharisees and the scribes, and they are grumbling. It says they're grumbling because Jesus is eating with sinners and tax collectors. Well, sinners, we know what that means. Tax collectors, they were despised. They were Jews, just like Jesus and the Pharisees and scribes were, but they were, had conspired with the Roman oppressors to steal from the people by way of their taxes. So these despised people are the people that Jesus is sitting down with and sharing a meal. And it is not lost on the Pharisees and the scribes. They are irritated, they're angry, and they're grumbling. Who is this Jesus? Why is he doing this? Well, Jesus responds with two stories. The first story is, well, two parables, I should say. The first is a parable about a shepherd who loses a sheep. And Jesus says, which one of you, if you lost a sheep, would, if you had 100 and you lost one, would not leave the 99 on the hillside and go search for the one until you found it? And when you did, you would put it on your shoulders, carry it home, and celebrate with great rejoicing. And then he says, which one of you, if you lost a coin, wouldn't search the house? There was a woman who lost one silver coin, and she spent all day searching for this coin until she found it. And when she did, she celebrated and called her friends to celebrate with her. Jesus says that's how it is for God. He is searching and searching and searching for every single one who is lost. That's why, Jesus says, that's why I eat with the people I eat dinner with, right? Because God loves everyone, everyone. Well, this is so interesting, this story about the coin and the woman who lost her coin. Have you ever lost something in your house? It's annoying. Have you ever lost your phone? That's almost most annoying, I think. I keep mine on silent and it can get stuck in the cushions somewhere and I can be searching for hours, but I will search. Why? Because my phone has great value to me in this day and age. Well, the woman had lost a coin called a denarius. It's a silver coin and it was valuable to her. It was worth a whole day's worth of wages. So it was valuable. Another interesting thing about a denarius that she lost, it was imprinted with the image of the Roman emperor. So there was an image of the king on this valuable silver coin. You and I, we are like that coin. Why? Because we're valuable. We are valuable to God, just like I talked about on 9/11. Every human life is valuable. God values every human life too. We are valuable like that coin was valuable, and we bear the imprint of God, the heavenly King, Jesus the King. We bear that imprint on us. Scripture says God created human beings in their image, not just human beings who look like us or think like us, but every single human being has been created in the image of God and bears God's imprint on them. You are valuable. You bear the imprint of God, just like that lost coin bears the imprint of their king. So God will spare no expense to seek out and to search every single one who is lost. And what does it mean to be lost after all? You know, God loves us so much, but as human beings, sometimes we forget. We forget that we are loved, and as a consequence, we forget to love other people. The good news is God doesn't let us stay lost. That's what these parables are about. But sometimes when we're headed the wrong direction, we need to be straightened out. Our first scripture for today comes to us from the book of Timothy and tells us, 1 Timothy, I should say, tells us the story of the Apostle Paul. So our own Saint Paul is named after the Apostle Paul. Here's his story, in case you don't know it already. So Paul was a Pharisee, just like we talked about these Pharisees who were grumbling at Jesus. He was strict in his religious righteousness. He followed every single rule. He had memorized the scripture he was supposed to memorize. He was very zealous and proud of his achievements. And along the way, he had lost sight of the most important rule, which is the law of love. Well, he was so zealous for the rules of his faith, of being a Pharisee, that when Jesus died and was resurrected and this new Christian church began to emerge, Paul was one of the most prominent persecutors of that church, going from synagogue to synagogue, advocating for violence against these people who were following this new religion, which he deemed to be heresy. He was headed the wrong direction, advocating for violence, advocating for discrimination, forgetting how much God loves him. And so he was literally knocked to the ground. Jesus came to him, there was a bright, blinding white light, and Paul fell to the ground and saw Jesus, who said, "Stop it already. I am who I say I am. You need to follow me, and you need to live your life in love." Therefore, that's what Paul did. He got up, picked himself up, dusted himself off, and began a new way of life. And he started churches all over that part of the world, and he contributed a great deal to what we now call our New Testament. So Paul was headed the wrong direction, and Jesus, in this ultimate act of grace, says, "Not because you are worthy, not because you're headed in the right direction, but I love you and I want you to help you to change course." That's what Jesus is about and talking about when he says God is searching for those who are lost. You see, God is on this great mission. A mission that we as human beings don't always see, we don't have capacity to see. It's like we are horses with blinders on, and we can only see what's in front of us. Our own space and time, the days we live in, our own experience of our lives in the time and place we are. But in an act of ripping off these blinders, God says, there is so much more to the picture, what you all can't see. God has been on a mission since the beginning of time and will be on that mission until the end of time, to gather up everything under Jesus Christ. Every human being, every aspect of creation is actively being restored and renewed and gathered into Christ. That's what it means when God says, I am searching for those who are lost. Jesus is actively gathering up every single kind of human being and all of creation for God's sake. That's why Jesus, when he was in his ministry, ate with everyone. Eating a meal in that culture, it was a lifelong symbol of friendship. It wasn't just sitting down at the cafeteria with someone at lunch. It was a bond that would last a lifetime. Table fellowship, harmony, unity. And so Jesus sat down and he ate with the tax collectors and with the sinners. And he ate with the outcasts and those on the margins and those who were poor. But you know who else he ate with? He ate with those who were rich. He ate with the Pharisees. He ate with the scribes. He ate with everyone because that's what God is about. A grand restoration and reconciliation of all of humanity and all of the world. That's good news. You can never be so lost that God doesn't know right where you are. And so for our Rally Day worship on September 11th, this interesting time when we remember those who searched and sought out the lost, and we also celebrate God's good activity among us. In person, you're watching this online, but in person, we will gather outside. And I find it fascinating and symbolic that as we worship outdoors, there will be no walls around us because our own God does not fit inside any wall, but breaks down barriers to reach the world. So our voices and song will reach the neighborhoods. God will be with us as we share the meal after worship outside in the at the potluck picnic. We worship, we celebrate, we praise, we come together to honor and to be grateful for a God who seeks and searches and deems every human life valuable and worth searching for. Thanks be to God. Amen.